ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
All right, here we go. Take it like a fan, boys. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Big Bo.
All right, and another week down going into what? Week 8, I think, of the NFL this weekend?
Is it week 8?
I think it is.
It's week 8.
Yeah. It was a big weekend last weekend. I love the performance from our Bucks last weekend.
Yeah, they put the dagger in Chucky.
They did.
Oh, it felt so good.
He looked distraught after halftime, especially that last touchdown. What was it, Scotty Miller?
Yeah. Oh God, here we go.
What?
You.
What, me? Yeah.
How many times is he gonna say Scotty Miller in this podcast?
Scooter. I'm sorry. Scooter.
How many times is he gonna say Scooter?
Scooter.
Five more
Scooter.
Times.
Scooter.
Well, while we were watching the game on Sunday, everyone was out in the living room watching, and he whispered, he goes, "Chip just texted me." And I was like, I looked at him, I was like, "Good or bad?" And he goes, "I don't know." And he goes, "Scooter." And I was like, I look at my buddy Nick, he's sitting right next to me, I go, "We need to score here. We need yeah. to score. We're gonna throw something deep."
Yeah.
Next play, boom, Tom Brady throws the bomb to Scotty.
Oh, that was beautiful.
He's like, "How'd you know?
Did you call it? How perfect."
Oh, that was a dime.
You can't
catch
throw better ball.
Oh, my God, man.
That was a dime.
I'll give it to you, Bo. You called it at the beginning of the year. You said Scotty Miller's gonna have
it. It's not over yet, man.
It is already starting.
What if he breaks 1,000, gets 10 touchdowns?
Ooh. That'd be huge.
That boy would be looking for a contract.
What's he sitting at right now? I mean, he has.
Was it 369 and two TDs or three
is
TDs?
He three, yeah. So he's okay. Just
I mean, that's a long shot, especially with AB coming in here. I mean, it's the ball's gonna get spread around whoever's open is where it's gonna go.
Look at Brady, man. He's loved his Wes Welker. He's loved his Julian Edelman. He's loved all those guys. They're quick,
too.
Fast.
But the thing is I think that they're gonna play. A lot of teams aren't gonna be going man up on us. They're gonna be doubling us now. They're gonna
have a tough time now. I mean, you got Gronk, you got AB, you got Evans, Godwin I know is out for a little while. You
about
got Scooter, you got Brate. The list just
you can still
going.
Mix in Watson yeah. there too. Oh, like you'll see Watson out there at 17. He'll be wide open half time because they don't even know who he is, but he's got hands.
The kid Tyler Johnson from Minnesota.
He got one last week too.
I like the way he runs his routes. I like the way he finds his little area and gets open.
Yeah.
And he reminds me of Chris Godwin. He's a 2.0 of Chris Godwin right now.
Yeah, I agree. Good rookie season.
It's a
so
good
far.
Problem to have. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree with that. Man, we're just all in agreement so much today.
Yeah.
This is going to be
but,
well, we're
this
five
be like
and,
a terrible
we're
podcast
five and
because
two.
We're all agreeing.
We're
what?
5-2 right now.
We are 5-2. It's like I want to throw a curveball in there and talk about the Gators to piss you guys off so then we can get back to what we're supposed to instead of everybody agreeing.
Gators
on
play
it.
Again this weekend.
I
been
know
off
they
for
do.
2 weeks.
Did you see the jersey that they're doing, the Michael Jordan
jersey?
I like it. Yes, I like it.
That does look kind of clean. So you boys went to Georgia, did
Georgie.
Some mud.
We went to Georgie.
Georgie?
Yeah. Georgie.
inside joke.
Okay. Yeah, I had to be there. So how was it?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Did I see a couple videos of our guy getting stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the birthday boy turned 30. He got
He got dirty,
real dirty. We went.
It looked like it.
We went on an
off
road course, and we rented some side by sides. These things got up to 80 miles per hour. I got it up to like 63.
Little razors, right?
I guess off terrain, off road, whatever. Yeah. They're little XRZs or whatever.
Or man toys.
They are the sickest thing.
Yeah.
Like I highly suggest you go do
that.
Did
somebody flip one?
Seahawk fan.
Yeah.
We weren't even on the course yet. Seahawk and me and my buddy Mark are pulling the truck around so we can go down to the little parking spot. And I'm looking, I'm like, what the hell is that thing? And next thing you know, I see him flip it over. I'm like, what? And I look, I was like, and it was Neek and Q. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Q has this look on his face. He's like, take me home.
Yeah.
Right now. Didn't even get dirty or not. And he was quiet the whole time. I was like, hey,
I was going to say, because he's quiet. He used to work out my guys, my boys. Mm-hmm. And whatever. I actually went to a couple with Katie with him as well. And, man, it was no.
That wore him out. I don't think he made it to the first ending that night of the game when we went back to the house. He was dead tired.
Really?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, he's a new dad, too. So he's been
–
and they brought the baby.
Right.
So.
Oh, they brought the baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So – there was a night we were up.
The baby was not in the.
No. It was just the boys. And
just making sure.
He was up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, getting the baby something when we were still partying. And he was just smiling like, oh, my God.
How life changes so fast.
So quick.
Yeah. I tried talking to one of my boys, and I told him we were going to call him. Tried to tell him, Trey, we were going to call him to get the Lightning draft update because he's been all over that.
Nice.
He got scared.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get scared, but all I can say is don't be scared because we were scared at first, but now we're just winging it.
I wasn't scared.
Yeah, you were.
Never scared.
Yeah.
All right, so Georgia was a good trip then.
Yep. Well, I'd say the most exciting day was Saturday night. You know, obviously we go out and we do that off-road course, and then I think we witnessed one of the best baseball games that have been played in a very long time.
I would agree, actually, because I haven't watched a lot of baseball games, as you guys know.
Within saying that,
that was exciting.
The last time a team walked off in the World Series with two outs was the 1988 Dodgers with Kurt Gibson when he hit that home run with a broken knee.
Does that fall apart by
broken
the Dodgers
rib.
Go
broken
down rib, on knee. The same level as – well, now Buckner's cost them. I think the series was over after that play, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. That's that. Yeah, yeah no.
So no, it doesn't rank up there, but it was a bad one.
No, but if the Rays pull it off and win the next two games.
That'll be the greatest game in history.
That game will – it'll be kind of like that Buckner.
Who's the MVP of the series right now,
it's,
you guys think?
Of the series?
Yeah,
World Series. If the Dodgers win, it's going to be Turner.
Turner or
– Bellinger?
No, your boy Seager? He's been just
– Corey Seager,
he's
yeah.
He's been just killing us. Every time he gets up to the plate, he's on it. Him and Turner, so they just – yeah. Hit double.
Well, I think the first three of the bat for this last game were on base.
Mookie Betts is nice too, but he won't get MVP. And if the Rays win,
it's going to Randy.
I think it hands down Randy
or Brandon Lowe.
Maybe Brandon Lowe.
It depends what he does tonight in the next game. You know, it can completely change. And Willie Adames can hit eight home runs in the next eight at bats.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I didn't know that Phillips was on a little league team here.
But yeah, I think he's Osceola. I think it was Osceola. A couple of our buddies know him.
Seminole. Our buddy Griff swore he struck him out, but
our buddy Lauren's dad coached him, and he was. I guess they did an interview with him the other night, and IB coached him as well.
You should.
You guys know that Kevin Cash is the first person in the MLB to win the Little League World Series.
Yeah, and then coach
win a World Series as a player and coach
in the World Series. Yeah, I heard that stat. Yeah,
I'd like to see him win it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, I think we all agree. I think we all agree. Rays will take it tonight, right? Okay.
Yeah, they're facing the bullpen.
All right. So tonight, I know we have our fun for the last segment. I believe we are checking in with number one Buccaneer fan, Big Nasty.
Big Nasty.
Just waiting on a response. Hopefully, get him on the line here soon.
Yeah. And then, other than that, oh boy, tonight I got some good ones for you guys tonight.
Oh yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I just like putting it out there, just seeing how much knowledge you actually have. I mean,
of
I
what?
Back, I went back.
Do we to have the, to prove ourselves?
I went back to the sports movies.
Oh, I like those ones.
Yeah, yeah, they are kind of fun. So my kid, also big day on Saturday for us.
I think he got thrown in the penalty.
He
box.
Went to
no,
the pin.
Did he really?
He went to the pin for the first time.
Yes.
And you
yes.
put him on blast.
What was the penalty?
It was him. It was like a shared penalty. Another kid on his team had gotten in the penalty box like three times already. I guess in this league, you're booted on the fourth time you're going in. Trey was going in already, but he had to serve the full 2 minutes. He had to take one for the team, two for this kid.
What did they call him on? What was it?
I don't know if it
roughing
was.
Roughing or kicking or tripping?
I don't know what they did over kicking. There, to be honest with you.
Put him in the boards?
I will say, it is a lot more action than I thought it was going to be. These kids can really skate.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. They get this down, and there's no issue for
that's
them
funny.
At all.
He went to the penalty box.
I like it. It is fun. I love it. I'm glad I'm not coaching basketball anymore, and I just get to watch all this stuff.
Yeah, a little bit more exciting, right?
It is, man. You get a little
take a step back and not be in
nothing
the...
like some of these parents, man. I know you guys had them, even on your little league teams. You had those one parents that were just loud.
Oh, yeah.
You heard them every game, and they made their kid feel like crap.
They had their adult waters in their cooler.
Yeah, the adult water. Yes. Everybody knows about the
I had kids' dads, mm-hmm. like, get in fights with umpires. Like, we had to stop playing the game to break up these guys from fighting.
Our coach, who was our boss now, actually, was he got into it with the coach on the other side. I think when I was like 11 or something like that. It was so funny. He called him like Curly Top or something like that. I don't know, man. It's embarrassing when you watch these adults and they think they're all tough. All right. So, again, we got Big Nasty. I say we go into our – I would say we do our picks now then real quick.
Oh, yeah. We can get these over with anytime you want, man.
Yeah, I know you're feeling good because I already know, but I just want – we need to reiterate it every single time we come into this segment. We need to stay Grand Poobah would currently be me.
You have 3.5.
I have 3.5. You have 1. And dog, 0.
Yeah, he's got crickets.
Just kick a man when he's low, huh?
kick him down.
Just put it on there, huh?
All right, well, let's go through this and see what we did. Last night or last Thursday's game was New York Giants. They went into Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Who picked what?
You picked G-Men. I mean, dog picked Philly.
Damn it. Is that true?
That's very true.
Okay, Detroit and Atlanta.
Me and you took Atlanta. Dog took Detroit.
Cleveland Cincy.
I took Cincy. You both took Cleveland.
All right, so we got that one right. All right. Did we take Pitt over Tennessee?
You took Tennessee.
Of course I did. New Orleans.
We all took New Orleans.
All right, good.
We all took the Bills.
Okay, good. Did we?
Do you want to hear a real funny one?
You took Dallas.
No, say this. Say it. Washington, Dallas.
Washington, Dallas.
Guess who took Dallas?
You did. Oh, he did?
Yeah. Darn it.
How did you? I mean.
Dude, I mean, the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger.
That hit that he took.
I feel bad for him, Cowboy. Well, no, I don't feel bad.
Excuse me.
But, oh, man.
All right, so we got Green Bay, Houston. Everybody took
Green
Tampa
Bay. Wow.
Everybody took Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Did everybody take KC? Yes.
Everybody took KC. Everybody took New England, which we all got losses in, right?
Yeah, they got 33-6.
They look miserable. I think the Belichick can win without Brady is.
It's not looking.
No, no, no. Hold on. We got to do a better job. We got to get a coach. Get our guys going.
Bill, good to hear from you, Bill.
That's my Belichick.
Chargers. Hosted Jacksonville Jaguars.
And you took Jacksonville.
Did I? All right. Seattle, Arizona went into overtime.
See, and remember when we were talking about this?
Who took Arizona? I did.
No, you remember when we were talking about this and I told you guys this was like going to be a hard game for Seattle?
Yes.
And how I took forever to make my pick.
Who did you pick?
I chose Seattle.
We all chose Seattle.
No, we did not.
Yes, we did.
I took Arizona.
No, you did not. You just blew past Arizona. You're like, nah. We all took Seattle.
Yeah, I was the only one that was like kind of like, oh, that.
That's crap.
Arizona regardless, defense. You have no chance of winning this week.
Okay, well.
It's looking pretty good for
dog,
though.
Who did I take last night? Chicago and L.A.
You took Chicago.
All right.
Yeah, you're a Nick Foles guy. So did dog.
Yeah, and well, we both don't like Nick Foles, and we both said that, and we still went with Chicago, and we lost. All right, so you won. So it's
no.
Who won?
It's 4-4.
Is it?
Comes down to the score.
Comes down to the score was 24-10.
Which is 34 total points.
That is correct.
You chose 38.
I chose 39, and dog chose 37.
Dog's in the hat.
Dog is in the hat.
Got me one. Got me one.
Gets in one. Okay, so 3.5 to 1. Hey,
you know what they say, though? Blind squirrel finds a nut.
Every dog has his day.
Every dog has its day. All right, so I say we take a little break, come back. We'll see if we're going to talk to Big Nasty tonight or if we're doing that another night. Other than that, we will.
We still got
to
do our picks.
Oh, you want to do the picks now before the break?
No,
let's do. No. You're right. I apologize. Listen, this is all of our shows. And dog.
What if we should do our picks during the break?
Nah.
No, because I want it on tape.
Nah.
Actually, before we make these picks, I want to say one thing.
No.
I went back and listened to some of our older episodes. And you guys robbed me on the week that he won.
How?
That Bo won. Because, like, when I said, that's not right. I didn't make those picks.
Oh,
I know.
God, dude.
Well, hey, that's the best part about this. And if you remember the very first episode, I said my main reason for really wanting to get this on tape is because you guys have
Hold
the most
on.
Convenient goddamn memory.
I didn't. Don't
I've
point the
heard.
Finger at me.
So you're listening to the tape of the week that I won. That we haven't put out yet because we don't have it for unspecified reasons.
No, we have the week that you won. We have it.
So what are you talking about?
You messed up on the picks. On my two picks that I said, no, that's not right. I went back and switched back. You're like, no,
can
no,
you
no,
pull
no,
up
no.
that and bring
we,
it in?
We will. We 100% will. And Lex, when you're doing the editing, please add it right here. I believe I was the only one that took the New York Football Giants.
You did, but then you said, nope, I'm going with Washington.
Yeah, you did.
Take me to the tape.
No.
Oh, we can't. yeah. That doesn't really work like that.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Atlanta going to Carolina Thursday night.
Tie.
Carolina.
Carolina.
New England cruising over to Buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
New England at Buffalo. Yeah. Buffalo.
I'm going Bills Mafia.
Tennessee's growing a Cincy. Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee all day.
Tennessee at Cincy?
Mm-hmm.
I like Joe Burrow, though.
I want you to state your picks. Don't just write them down.
What do you mean? I'm going Tennessee.
Because I want the video. I want the, excuse me, the audio.
Audio.
Thank you. Yeah, Tennessee is Cincy. We got Raiders cruising to Cleveland. The Browns.
I'm going with the Browns.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a tough one because I feel like John's going to get that, yep. that squad.
Raiders. Raiders.
Yeah, oh, man. We just demolished the Raiders. I'm going Browns.
All right. Colts cruising over to the Lions.
Fuck the Colts.
Colts.
I'm going
Colts as well.
All right. Vikings cruising over to the Green Bay area.
Green Bay. Please.
Jets going to Kansas City. Hey, Bo picks Jets. I'll take KC.
I'll pick Jets if you give me 40 points.
No. We might actually be okay. I might be able to do that. All right.
I'm going Kansas City, just so everybody hears it. Kansas City.
KC.
Rams at Miami.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's not
a shoe. It's going to be Tua's first start. I'm going Rams. He's going to – good luck against Aaron Donald.
Yeah, true. No, I'm going Rams, too.
I'm going Miami.
Pitt at Baltimore. This is a good one.
Pitt at Baltimore?
Yeah.
Now,
why is this not Sunday night? And why do you have Philly and Dallas as Sunday night?
Yeah, because right. they're fighting for the division.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It doesn't matter what the record is. It's they're so fighting true. For the division.
I guess, man. Whatever you want to do.
It's going to be a sad day when three wins takes the division.
I'm going Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Ooh. At Balti. Doesn't matter.
Fans they're coming off a bye.
I'm going to ride with you, Bo.
No,
I'm
you're not. Balti. I have a single cab car. It's one seat.
Balti.
And this is where it gets interesting. I'm going Steelers.
Okay.
Big Ben.
Chargers at Denver. Chargers.
Yeah.
Chargers.
Denver's a mess. Sorry, Paulo.
Saints cruising into Chicago. It's another good game.
Yeah.
I'm done picking the NFC South teams unless they play each other and I have to.
I'm going Dolphins.
I'm going Bears.
I just hate the way Nick Foles manages a game and keeps them in it somehow.
I know.
But yeah, I got
getting the best of Tom Brady.
Khalil Mack's pretty banged up.
Doesn't matter. They had back problems. They still have a bad boy defense with or without him.
I'm going. Bears.
I knew it. San Fran cruising into Seattle.
Another good one.
Yeah, you pissed off Russell Wilson last week.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going. Oh. This is a good one.
Who are you going with? Seattle?
I'm going with Seattle. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Seattle.
All right. Dallas going over to Philly. Philly. Sorry, rookie.
Oh, really?
Well, sorry, rookie.
I'm really going to say tie. Yeah, it was going to be Philly.
I don't want to make the same mistake twice now, do I?
No, you really don't.
But I definitely don't like the Phillies. I guess Phil. Yeah, Phillies.
And Monday night's matchup, Tampa Bay Buccaneers
versus Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes. This is like I was saying to you earlier, dog. This is going to be a stat game for the Bucs.
Yeah,
I want to see Rojo and Fournette both get 100 this game. I want to see them just eat that. I don't want to see an aerial attack. I want to see us run the ball and establish the run very early.
I want a bare minimum of 4 passing touchdowns to different players.
Bare minimum.
Bare minimum, and then I'll take a touchdown for both.
No, I said 100 yards rushing. I want them to run the ball this game. There's no reason to run our wide receivers. Run the rock. Run the rock.
No. It was pound the rock, and.
No.
It's time for Brady to blow up some stats.
Hey, what do you mean he had 369 with 5 TDs last week?
I want to see him break 500.
I want to see the defense
defense
hold them below 13, 14 points.
I'd like to see possible. Them. It's probably 10 points. I think
they can hold them below
10.
They might be able to hold them below 7. I mean, literally, who do the Giants really have? Literally, think about it. I mean, that's Shepard.
Shepard, Ingram.
But, dude, their quarterback is big, but he's slowish, and our defense is not.
He's not that slow. Yeah.
Did you see what happened last game?
Yeah, he was running so fast, he fell down.
He got sniped.
No, he was not used to being in running wide open, so he's like, shit, I got to go down so somebody touches me.
Yeah, that's what it was. But our defense is going to have a field day, I think, on this one.
I'm going 46 points.
46? Okay. I'm waiting. I'm the last pick this time because you guys screwed me on this deal last week.
I'm going to do a solid 50.
You're going to do a 50 and you're at 46?
I'm going to go 47 and a half.
No. I own everything under 45 if I just take 45 and you only owe 4 points. I'll take that. I'll take 45.
That's probably a little high. All of our numbers are probably a little high for that game.
I don't know, man. I think Brady's got the opportunity to do that himself.
Brady's all the offense.
What did we get last week? 41?
45.
45 last week?
I think the defense is going to have a touchdown next week.
I like that.
I think they're striving for a defense.
We have one pick six this year, right?
Yeah.
One so far? Okay. All right, let's take a break.
Break.
So how do you find us on social media anyways?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay. Google.
I'm the old guy on the show. Facebook isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's weak.
White pages, yellow pages.
Okay, fair enough. So tell me, how do I find us on IG or Twitter?
You just type in Take It Like a Fan. Should pop up. We should be up top.
Tweet, tweet.
What?
I don't know.
TakeItLikeAFan.com.
I hear your phone go tweet, tweet all the time.
No, we have the website up at www.TakeItLikeAFan.com, or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at TakeItLikeAFan. Message us, DM us. You know the deal.
Just did a call out for sliding in the DMs. All right, we're good. All right, and we're back. And I think this segment we're gonna knock out our who would you rather, who is he, Bo's Buccaneer Brain Busters, and then I got some chips call outs for you.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right, but aside from that, gentlemen. I've decided that for the FanDuel, the easiest way to do this, no joke, is I think what we're going to do is we're going to start having these fans pick who's going to win. We'll each do a team on the FanDuel, and then we'll be given the FanDuel prize money that we win. Because, I mean, I'm sure most of the fans are probably going to go with me, seeing how I've probably picked better than anybody so far. They'll probably ride with me. We'll win some money, then we divvy out to the fans that way. I think that's going to be the easiest way to do this.
Yeah. Puh.
What do you mean?
What? You just didn't win that week.
I did not win.
You're one for two in your last 3 weeks in NFL picks.
Did anybody go 16-0 this year? Oh, that's right.
You're one for two in your last 3 weeks, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I did. All right. But other than that, I got some cool stuff coming in. We're going to be announcing a fan contest coming up next week. I think we're going to run it probably the 5th Thursday night game all the way through December 14th, the Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some autographed memorabilia from the Rays, the Lightning, the Bucks. Give it away.
Good stuff. All good, good, good stuff.
All good, good, good stuff. And you can't win. Just so you know.
Okay.
Okay.
What if I make an account?
What if you make an account? And you're going to cheat like that?
I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
No, I'm not.
Because
I
can mention it again about how if we go back and listen to a couple episodes, you guys cheat, man.
I don't even have the time on my hands to do that.
I'm not even worried about it.
I also know why you also don't want the everything videoed all the time.
Who?
Because I know that there was some, why do you think I'm sitting on this side of the table? There was been some trickery of what's going on when it comes to these trivia questions and stuff like that. Like, it's real easy for him to show you from that direction.
No, I just know my ish.
I am my brother's keeper.
I know my ish.
And you know my ish. All right, well, so are we doing the same thing? You're leading us off
tonight,
dog? Yeah,
we'll get into, though. Let's do the who is he first, and then we'll do the would you rather. Bucks related. So.
All Bucks related.
All Bucks related.
Actually, you know what? We're going to do the Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather?
All right. So, would you rather see Mike Evans have some huge games or keep seeing the whole wide receiver unit ball out where everyone's just distributed the ball?
I like to see everybody ball out. Everybody. Everybody get some touches.
Everybody ball out. Although it's great when Evans blows up because I love the way he celebrates and gets the team pumped, I'm still going to go with everybody.
Would you rather see the Bucks offense get stronger or the defense get stronger?
See the offense get stronger or the defense get stronger? Defense.
Defense can't get much stronger.
Yeah, it can. It can stop lining up these first drive touchdowns.
This is really a hard question for me. Because I think we have a stellar defense.
The offense will get better, but I want to see the defense just clean up just a little bit.
That's why I was going to say offense, because I think offense is really good, but defense is, like, dynamic already. I mean, these guys are so fast, so quick.
Yeah, but then
so
you
rough.
See, this is the thing, is I'll go back to that Justin Herbert game, and there's a couple deep throws that he beat our secondary on, and that, to me, is that could be a problem. When you get guys in there that can throw
young,
the ball.
Still a little young.
I understand that, but we still got Patty Mahomes we're playing this year. You still got to, you know, Breeze didn't really beat as deep last year, but he can nickel and pick up front because he doesn't have the arm strength anymore.
You see Devin White lean in the
corner? Devin White.
I mean, this guy could be taking – he's like Derek Brooks. He could take quarterbacks out. Like Brooks took out Vic.
He's coming for that spot.
I think Brooks took out – didn't Brooks take Brady out?
I think
– It was Vic, I know.
I'm not sure.
I'm telling you.
I know Brady got rocked by him, and he said something about it one time. That's way back in the day.
Yep. All right, so there's your Would You Rather.
One last one.
All right.
If the playoffs were to start today, would you rather the Bucks play the Saints in a playoff game or the Bears in the playoff game? Saints. And now both of these teams we've lost to, right?
Saints.
Hate New
so
Bulls,
you got to put in perspective, we would be going to their stadium. Obviously, right now, if it was the Saints, they would be coming to our stadium. But the Bears would hold the breaker versus us because they beat us, right?
And they're 5-2 still, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bears. I want to beat the Bears.
No.
That game pissed me off.
Yeah, I think the Saints game, we're going
to
really
show
who we are.
Million. Still trying to figure that out.
Who, Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Brady.
Well, they signed. We're
going to see the Bears in the playoffs, and I think Brady is going to.
The Bears gave Mike Glennon 2 years, $45 million.
Mike wasn't that bad.
Dude. Did you guys see the – oh, I know you did because you sent it to me. Did you see the Winston shimmy shake? His shimmy shake.
Cha-cha now, y'all.
Keep that crap in Louisiana, bro. Yeah.
All right, let's jump into who is he. So – he was drafted in the 6th round, pick 145, from Central Michigan, playing wide receiver. He played for the Pats, Raiders, Steelers, and Bucks. He was a Pro Bowler 7 times, and he was a MAC Freshman of the Year and a 2-time All-American.
Who did he play for again?
Central Michigan, and then he played for the Pats, the Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bucks. And he was a 7-time Pro Bowler.
And it wasn't Galloway.
No.
Ike Hilliard?
Just give me. Oh, give me a minute.
Yep. I know his name.
No, you don't. Neither one of you guys know his name.
It's not McCardell because he was Jacksonville.
Troy Brown.
There's Brown in his name.
It's not Troy Brown. What the fuck?
But Brown is his last name.
I know.
He goes by Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Oh man.
And he signed today. So.
Yeah, but he hasn't played for us yet.
He's playing for the Bucks. He signed.
Technically, he's on the roster.
Touché.
Did you see who the Ravens got to their – or was it Houston?
Dez Bryant.
Yeah. To the practice squad.
Oh, it's to the practice squad? That's what he's crying over?
Yeah.
Because he made the practice squad?
He got signed to the practice squad.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Ouch.
I feel like one of the main reasons why we signed AB was not just because if a wide receiver goes down and – we can bring in. I think our depth is already pretty good. But I think it's one of those things, if the Seahawks were to get AB, it would put them over the edge. If another team were to sign him, especially in the NFC, that would hurt us more than it would.
If you watch his social medias and everything, I mean, he went to the Pats because of Tom Brady. He's most likely here because of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I know. Yeah. I know. You know, Brady's got roster control.
I just think it was a good move. It was a good move not letting any other team in the NFC, let alone in the NFL, get him, because we all know how dynamic he is. He's a great receiver, but he has some issues, which don't we all, but he's
I'm perfectly
famous,
clear.
So
I don't have any issues. My life is perfect. All right, Bo's Buccaneer Brain Busters.
Bo's Buccaneer Brain Buster.
Busted!
Oh, okay. So, Sunday's performance, Tom Brady threw for over 350 yards and 4+ touchdowns with 0 interceptions. Who is the only other QB to do it?
At that age or at Buccaneer?
In Buck history.
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia?
Mm-hmm.
Who you say?
Probably be like a Byron Leftwich, but I'm going with Freeman.
Ryan Fitzmagic.
Oh.
Really?
He did it against the Saints in the opener in 2018 when he hooked up with Deshaun Jackson like 3 times.
Yeah,
Fitzy.
I forget about that little spurt of Fitzmagic.
For like 2 games.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, well, he got his team taken away for Tua, but whatever.
Yeah. Next.
Today, Junior.
The Buccaneers play the first of 2 Monday Night Football games in Week 8, heading into the Meadowlands to face the Giants, who is Tampa Bay's all-time leader receiving yards in Monday Night games. Mike Evans, Jacquez Green, Keenan McCardell, or Keyshawn Johnson?
Keyshawn Johnson.
Jacquez Green. I'm going. Mike's on year 7. We haven't had that many Monday Night games, but Keyshawn only played about 5 years with it. I'm going Mike.
Keyshawn Johnson had 580 receiving yards and 7 Monday Night Football appearances.
What was that noise that you were making before?
I don't know.
Devin White collected a career-high 3 sacks in the Bucs win over the Raiders. Who is the Tampa Bay's all-time leader in multiple sack games? Chidi Ahanotu, Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp, or Leroy Salmon?
Simeon Rice.
I'm going Leroy.
Correct. Including to statistics from before the sack was official stat in 1982, Leroy Salmon had 19 multiple sacks.
There's your
19 games. Wow.
Whatever.
That was a lot. I think we got we need one more for a tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's true. We are tied right now.
All right. This one's kind of similar.
Okay.
On Sunday night in Vegas, Tom Brady had the 24th game of his career with 4+ touchdowns and no interceptions. But his first as a Buccaneer. Who is the only quarterback to have done that more than once for Tampa Bay? Josh Freeman, Brian Greasy, Brad Johnson, or Doug Williams?
Brian Greasy, Brad Johnson, Doug Williams.
He was a stud.
And who was the other guy? Josh Freeman?
Josh Freeman, Brian Greasy, Brad Johnson, or Doug Williams?
Doug Williams.
I'm going with Josh Freeman.
Brad Johnson.
Brad only played, 2 years with us? 3 years?
3, I think. Yeah. Was it 3?
And then we went to Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia.
He wasn't that bad.
He wasn't.
But that defense with Brooks and Rondé still held it up.
So I decided to jump back to the movie trivia, sports movie trivia. And I have several different questions. They should be pretty quick because some are pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to finish off the round with specific movies. And I'm going to let you guys, because I don't want to hear the crap about who the movie was before I was even born, all that crap. So I'm going to let you guys pick. I picked The Waterboy.
Babouche.
I picked him for the second round of this. And then next week I'll let you guys pick the movie for the final round, all right? But let's just start off with some basics and easy.
Say what?
Okay. Everybody knows the movie Mighty Ducks.
Quack.
Gordon Bombay was forced to do community service because his main job was what?
I believe he was a hockey player.
Okay.
Janitor?
He was a lawyer. Huh. Remember, he worked for Mr. Ducksworth.
Yeah, Mr. Ducksworth.
Quack, Mr. Ducksworth.
Quack.
All right. Nice. Sandlot, name of the dog. Come on, some of these are repetitive, even from some of the weeks. This is what
Buster.
I'm saying. No.
No.
Man, I thought it was Hercules.
It is Hercules.
No, it's the Beast.
The Beast.
Yeah. John Sales details, 1919 Chicago White Sox or Black Sox. What was the name of that movie?
Say it again.
The Black Sox with Shoeless Joe Jackson.
But what was the name of the movie? It was about the Chicago White Sox or Black Sox, as they were called.
What was the name of the movie?
Eight Men Out. Yep. You guys probably don't know this one, the movie We Are Marshall. You know that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, have you? When they were flying back and they died on the plane crash,
what
team were they playing? What team did they come back from playing?
Michigan?
Nope.
Alabama?
Eastern Carolina. All right,
the Pirates.
The what?
The Pirates.
Eastern Carolina Pirates. That is correct.
Their mascot looks like bogeys.
Another quick, how about Angels in the Outfield?
Yep.
You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Who played the manager, George Knox?
Man,
Lethal Weapon.
Mel Gibson.
No.
Danny Glover.
There you go. Danny Glover.
Was he the manager?
Yeah, he was the manager. Yeah. And all right, real quick, another Mighty Ducks. Yeah. Iceland's Gunnar Stahl. You remember Gunnar Stahl, right?
Yep.
What was his go-to move, I guess we should call it? What do you call that?
A deke?
The flying V?
Close.
Slap shot?
Triple deke. Yep. All right, so let's get into this real quick. Here we go. You got Major League and you got Waterboy mixed in.
Cool.
All right. Charlie Sheen's character's name again real quick.
Rick Vaughn.
Rick Vaughn.
Okay.
Vaughn.
All right. Yeah. this one was a good one. The first movie, manager Lou Brown tells Roger Dorn, played by Corbin Burnson, that he has a problem with the way he's fielding grounders. Don't give me this.
Ole bullshit.
Yeah,
damn it, Dorn. Yeah.
Pedro Serrano is a finalist for what made-up award by Harry Doyle?
Jobu.
Remember? It's another good one.
I don't know.
The Bona of the Week Award. And in Major League 2, when Rube Baker talks to the Wild Thing about breaking up with women, he compares it to what?
A used car?
No.
I don't know.
Kicked in the balls by a mule.
Kicked in the balls
Man,
by
you guys
a
don't
mule.
Know anything about these movies.
You can't remember every movie word
That's
for word.
That's terrible. All right, let's do 10 questions on Waterboy. Why did Coach Red Bayou, Red Boot Bellew, fire Bobby from his first Waterboy job?
Because stay stupid.
Stupid. Who played Bobby's mom? You don't need to know that kid. What did Bobby's mother refer
Carol
to
Baskins.
Everything as?
What was that?
What did Bobby Boucher's mother refer to everything as?
The devil.
The devil. That's correct.
The devil.
What was Bobby's girlfriend's name?
Vicky Valicorn. Vicky Valentino. She's
what
the devil.
What did Coach Klein's mother tell him not to get, and he said, what mama don't know won't hurt her?
A tattoo.
That is correct. Man, you're on fire. What position does Bobby play?
Middle linebacker.
Linebacker.
All right.
Linebacker.
Linebacker.
Now, the Mud Dog School had a moniker. It was the blah, 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 Mud Dogs. Do you remember the name of the school?
Eastern South Alabama or Mississippi?
No.
I don't know.
New Orleans? I don't know.
SCLSU, South Central Louisiana State University.
That's right.
It wasn't New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you remember when Bobby Chet came back at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl? Do you?
What did Coach Klein tell Bobby they were replacing water with?
Gatorade.
High quality H2O.
Yeah, and where did Bobby get his magical water from?
From a thicket spring.
That's
from a river.
Vicky Valentin.
No, it was from a glacier.
A glacier.
Yes. Who was Bobby's favorite wrestler?
Oh, Captain Insano.
AKA The Big Show.
And let's see. What wrestling move does Bobby use in the last game to flatten his opponent?
He pokes him in the eye like Captain Insano does.
What wrestling move does he take?
The body slam?
Big elbow?
Powerbomb.
Powerbomb.
Yes. what else? What else? What else? What does Bobby always start most of his sentences with?
Mama says.
Mama says.
Yes. And last one. What does Coach Klein first visualize the other coach to be in order to write some new plays?
A baby.
Man, you really knew this one.
Dude, I mean, I've watched The Waterboy.
All right, so I'm going to let you guys pick. Now, we all know there's lots of sports movies out there. I mean, we could go from Sandlot. We could get into golf movies. We can get into baseball. We can get into football. What is the movie that you two feel that you know the best? I'll let you each pick one, and we'll go from there.
The Waterboy.
Okay, well, we already did Waterboy. So, if there was a movie.
See, I like semi-pro.
You know that pretty well?
Yeah, yes and no. Because, like, with Will Ferrell, like, I get a lot of his movies, like, mixed up. He plays in a lot of movies. And then, like, Adam Sandler, the same way. But The Waterboy, just because it's a football movie. Yeah. And that whole, it was a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Let me go Remember the Titans.
So you feel pretty confident with Remember the Titans.
I don't know. I can't remember what I had for dinner. Hey, Tommy.
Actually,
TV.
We had bacon wrapped bow dogs today that were really damn good.
I'm going to say, let's go White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump and Remember the Titans are the movie. Okay, fair enough. I can do that. All right, well... Okay, thanks for playing. So tomorrow, I guess we did our picks. We've done our fun stuff. Do you guys have anything else you want to add for this one?
Yeah. Let's get ready for this Rays game, man.
I know. I'm ready for. What time is it, anyways? Right now,
it's 6 to 8. We got about 12 minutes.
Okay, cool. All right. Anything else we want to talk about for this week? Gators. I know that they. Who do they have this weekend?
I think it's Ole Miss. No, not Ole Miss.
No, it's not.
I think it's Mississippi State.
I thought it was Vanderbilt.
No, it might be Mizzou, maybe.
Mizzou. You're right. It is Mizzou. Yep. And I picked them to win that one. So we're good there.
Mizzou at 7:30.
7:30.
Halloween night, the 31st.
Yep.
Spooky vibes.
Full moon, daylight savings time.
And they're in the swamp.
All right, look for our new episode coming out this Thursday. Thursday.
Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Always give us a call on the studio line at 844-542-4111. Or you can always text Bo, see what he's cooking. See who he thinks is going to take off this week in fantasy. That's all I heard this week.
Don't tell him to do that. Never listen to us because he gives bad information.
Bad information. I'm 5-1, 4-2, and 4-2. All sitting at top of all three of my fantasy teams. You want some fantasy insight? Holler at your dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Text him. 727-388-1644.
As we build this, especially the FanDuel, I'm dead serious. This weekend, we're all logging in, and we're all picking our own teams. And I know there's already a few people that I'll just let them decide who they want to ride with. And we'll just go from there.
Don't forget, guys, we're going to do the Take a Fan giveaway. We're giving out free mini helmets, JPP, Devin White.
Shaq Barrett,
all signed. Then a mini gold glove.
That one's cool.
Kiermaier with, what'd you say, Outlaw?
He inscribed it Outlaw, too.
So the nickname is on the glove, and a Kucherov puck, which is a 25th anniversary puck, and a hockey stick signed by Kucherov.
Yeah, we got some goodies coming up. I say, again, we're going to run that contest November 5th. That's when we'll kick off, Thursday night game. Then you got a Monday night game on December 14th, and we'll start announcing our winners and notifying them. But I say, man, we just make it a grab bag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah,
and we'll lay out the rules next podcast, let you guys know what it is, but guarantee you're going to have to do some social media play.
Yeah, like and follow the pages, share pages, and
get us out there.
100%.
Text us, whatever you guys
got
to do.
When's your guys' next game? When are you going to the next game?
We got the Rams in November. Night. I'm trying to get tickets to the Saints game, but
So you're definitely going to the Monday night game?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have some fun out there for that. Maybe we'll have to get some fans involved and then do a giveaway out there while you guys are out there.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. All right, anything else?
Go Rays.
Good luck tonight,
boys. My focus is on the Rays right now. Sorry, guys.
Keep it up, Bucks.
See ya.
See ya.